for a while. This sucker was sharp. My face must have been too studiedly blank. He nodded to himself, scanned the four of us, zeroed in on one eye. The black man. Pretty old, isn't he? I was surprised he did not make more of One Eye's skin color. Black men are extremely rare north of the Sea of Torments. Chances are the colonel had not seen one before. That a black man, very old, is one of the cornerstones of the Black Company is not exactly a secret. I did not answer. We'll start with him. He looks least likely to stand up. Tracker asked,
You want me to kill them, Croker?
I want you to keep your mouth shut and stand still. That's what I want. Damn. But Sweet missed the name. Either that or I was less famous than I thought, and overdue for ego deflation. Sweet did seem amazed that Tracker was so confident. Take him to the rack, he indicated One Eye. One Eye chuckled and extended his hands to the men who approached him. Goblin snickered. Their amusement disturbed everyone. Me not least, for I knew their senses of humor. Sweet looked me in the eye. They find this amusing. Why?
If you don't indulge a sudden whim of civilized behavior, you're going to find out. He was tempted to back down, but decided we were running some colossal bluff.
They took One Eye to the rack. He grinned and climbed up himself. Goblin squeaked,
I've been waiting to see you on one of those things for 30 years. Damn my luck if somebody else doesn't get to turn the crank when the chance finally comes.
We'll see who turns that crank on who, Horse Apple, One Eye replied.
They bantered back and forth. Tracker and I stood like posts. The Imperials became ever more disturbed. Sweet, obviously, wondered if he shouldn't take One Eye down and work on me. They strapped One Eye down. Goblin cackled, danced a little jig.
Stretch him till he's 10 feet tall, guys, he said.
You'll still have a mental midget. Somebody swung a backhand Goblin's way. He leaned only slightly. When the man pulled his hand back, having missed entirely and been only lightly brushed by a warding hand, he looked at his own paw in astonishment. 10,000 pinpricks of blood had appeared. They formed a pattern, almost a tattoo, and that tattoo showed 2 serpents intertwined, each with its fangs buried in the other's neck, if necks are what snakes have behind their heads. A distraction. I recognized it, of course. After the first moment, I concentrated on One Eye. He just grinned. The men who were to stretch him turned back after a moment, whipped by their colonel's snarl. Sweet was damned uncomfortable now. He had a suspicion he faced something extraordinary, but he refused to be intimidated. As the torturers stepped up to One Eye, his naked belly heaved, and a big, nasty spider crawled out of his navel. It came out in a ball, dragging itself with 2 legs, then unwrapped the others from around a body half the size of my thumb. It stepped aside, and another crawled forth. The first ambled down One Eye's leg, toward the man who held the crank to which One Eye's ankles were strapped. The fellow's eyes just kept getting bigger. He turned to his commanding officer. Absolute silence filled the cellar. I don't think the Imperials even remembered to breathe. Another spider crawled out of One Eye's heaving belly, and another, and he seemed